This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, November 19th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Callahan nomination to get vote. China makes big soybean buy. Inspectors general to get funds. Finance committee to vote on Callahan's nomination. The Senate Finance Committee will vote later today on Julie Callahan's nomination for Chief Agriculture Negotiator in the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. Callahan, who currently serves as Assistant USTR for Agriculture Affairs and Commodity Policy, should get Republican backing. Committee Chair Mike Crapo of Idaho told AgriPulse after Callahan's initial Senate Finance Committee hearing on October 29th that he was impressed with her performance. Whether she gets any Democratic votes will remain to be seen. Ranking Member Ron Wyden of Oregon declined to comment on Callahan's performance to AgriPulse at the time. And in questions submitted for the record after the hearing, he criticized the administration's trade policy and the lack of transparency in trade deal negotiations. USTR has also refused to share all negotiating text with Congress, Wyden wrote, asking Callahan whether she would commit to sharing trade proposals, negotiating text, and draft trade deals if confirmed. Callahan said she would commit to consulting on negotiating text. Take note of the question for the record. Senator Todd Young of Indiana also floated using the reauthorization of an African trade preference program to bring countries' biotech regulation in line with the U.S. approach. China makes a large soybean buy. China booked a large order of U.S. soybeans, the USDA reported yesterday. Private exporters reported sales of 792,000 tons, a USDA statement reads, bringing the confirmed China sales since October 30th to just over a million tons. A further 355,000 tons was sold to unknown destinations. Take note, sales still have a long way to go to reach the 12 million tons China committed to buying at the end of 2025. Sales are also behind the same 20-day period from 2024 when Chinese buyers booked almost 5 million tons of U.S. soybeans. Trump administration to use SIGI funds, lawmakers say. The Office of Management and Budget will allocate $4.2 million for an entity that trains and supports federal inspector general offices after previously withholding the funding that, according to Senate Appropriations and Judiciary Committee leaders. Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Appropriations Committee Chair Susan Collins of Maine yesterday issued a statement noting that the Trump administration has decided to apportion funding for the Council of the Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency. They said this will ensure the organization can operate through January 30th and will be accompanied by a programmatic review of the SIGI activities by the Office of Management and Budget. Take note, Inspectors General website at USDA and other federal agencies went offline earlier this year after OMB decided to withhold fiscal 2026 funding to the entity which hosts the sites. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Rail merger could have shipping impacts, GOP legislators say.
54 Republican state legislative leaders say rail networks could risk operational breakdowns and shippers could lose routing flexibility if a proposed merger between Norfolk Southern and Union Pacific happens. In a letter to members of the Surface Transportation Board, the state legislators say that if the merger happens, quote, it has the potential to pose significant risk for the industrial and agricultural production that powers state economies and the broader American manufacturing base. They noted that the combined railroad would control nearly 45% of all U.S. rail tonnage. It would hold, quote, dominant market share in the chemical, metal, food, and iron sectors, they say. Many shippers would face limited or no viable rail alternatives at origin or destination, creating a new generation of captive customers, they wrote. Hanover Foods fined for exceeding wastewater treatment limits. A Pennsylvania food company will pay $1.15 million for violating its wastewater treatment permit, the Justice Department announced yesterday. Since 2016, Hanover Foods and Hanover, Pennsylvania exceeded discharge limits more than 600 times for pollutants including suspended solids, ammonia, nitrogen, and phosphorus, the Department of Justice said in a news release. In addition, environmental inspectors identified numerous alleged violations of operations and maintenance requirements at Hanover Foods facility. Under the terms of a proposed consent decree, the canning company also will install new equipment and take other measures to prevent violations of its permit limits for certain nutrients and for temperature, according to the Department of Justice. Excessive nutrients and high temperatures can be harmful to aquatic life, including fish, shellfish, and underwater grasses that support aquatic ecosystems. Here's today's final word. We have seen some backing off of the uncertainty, but I wouldn't call it an elimination at this point. We don't have full reporting of our export sales yet. We had a government shutdown, and USDA has said that they will not catch up on export reporting until the end of the calendar year. So we don't have a very good look at what's actually being purchased by the Chinese. We have seen positive reactions from markets after the Trump Z summit, but there's a little bit of wait and see. That the word of American Soybean Association Chief Economist Scott Gerald during a webinar hosted by the International Food Policy Research Institute. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, November 19th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.